Alright, so. Alright, so my name is Nicholas Himes. I'm here in Corpus Christi, Texas. The date is September 28th. I'm here with Gordon Lavelle, and the topic is going to be post-slavery cotton working or cotton picking in post-slavery times. So can you just talk about your childhood, like you were a young child coming up?
Well, it was fun. We had fun, even though it was a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a lot of hard work. We had fun. It wasn't so much electrical gadgets like technology, like computers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You had to really talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And really had to know each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to do. Now, all of the gadgets interfere, so my childhood was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And the kids today, they don't have so much fun. So we had fun.
Okay.
I did a lot of fishing and, you know, playing in the woods and, you know, and stuff like that, fun. Then it was like chores. We had to work. Mm-hmm. There wasn't nothing, even at a young age, we had to work. We learned to work very early. Like, when you turn 5, you got a chore. Mm-hmm. You turned 6, you knew your chores. And you, on and on, you had to do for the family. You know, the family worked together. So that's what's more family when family worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you said about 5. So what age did you begin doing field work, working outside?
I was young. You went with your parents to the fields where they worked. As because it wasn't babysitter, we babysit ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, the family babysit, the oldest babysit younger and on. So we went to there, and as when we go there, we helped them work. Mm-hmm. So it was very young, I was 6 years old, and I was picking cotton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And I was doing field work, like that field work. Then we kind of was on a farm, and on the farm, I had chores to do, like feed the pigs. Mm-hmm. We call them hogs. But we fed the pigs and chickens and cows and water and all that. Mm-hmm. You learned at a very young age. It wasn't nothing that but you still had time for a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. So when you went to work with your parents, what was this a farm that y'all owned or y'all worked for someone?
Well, we had a farm of our own, but it wasn't cotton.
Okay.
We would pick the cotton for someone else, and they had, man, acres and acres and acres and acres and acres of cotton.
Okay.
So we picked the cotton for others, and this was before I even went to school, I learned how to pick cotton. Okay. But I wasn't very good at it, but they let us go. Whatever we could contribute was okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know you were a very young age, but do you know how the pay was or...
You know, it's kind of hard to remember, but it was very, very little.
Right.
Very little. We're talking about pennies. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, you can work all day and not make $5.
Wow.
Yeah. Or you can work all day and you might make $7, $8. And that was big then, you know, so it was very, very little.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so... dealing with the working in the cotton field as a young child, about how long did you do it? Up until about what age did you?
Like working in the fields?
Mm-hmm.
Probably until I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then things changed.
Okay.
So I didn't have to. So up until I would say 13, 14.
Okay.
Because I started working at a dishwashing job.
Okay. So from that young age, about 6 to about 13, mm-hmm. You were working in the fields, doing different things of that nature. Were you going to school as well?
Yeah, we had to go to school too.
Okay.
But see, this is the thing. Back, the family stayed together. We prayed together. We ate together. We took care of all of the bills together. We did everything together. And so I would go into school in the mornings, and when I get out of school, then we'll go and pick some cotton. Okay. And see, so until dark almost, right there. And then I would run and do my chores, and then I would do my homework, and then I would go to bed, and it's time the next day. Wow. And it was a lot.
Wow. Wow. That's
that's a lot. And so we had to do all of that. We picked cotton in the evenings, but cotton months was at August and September. Mm-hmm. So it was in August and September, so right in school. It may have lasted till October, but not further than that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what kind of things did you do after the cotton was already?
When the cotton was over, you know, we could focus on school, and I can focus on sports and different things we had at school. Okay. All the sports we have, because we participated in all the sports. But then in the springtime, it'll start all over again, and we'll start working in the fields all through the summer. Mm-hmm. We work all summer in the fields, so in the spring, we'll go to picking peas and things and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then in the summer, we would do corn and watermelon and peas and stuff. And we had to work hard. It was hard work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we worked, and the money was very little. Like I say, you can go work all day and not make $4 or $5. But $4 or $5 will last a long time. And you put a whole family together, and you got kids making $3 and $4, and you add them up, and you got 6 kids out there, then it adds up quickly. Right. Okay. But it's still small money.
Okay. Could you take me through a typical day from once you got to the fields? Like, what type of things would you do? Like, what type of duties would you do?
Okay, a typical day starts out probably about 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
You had to get up, because we had chores to do. Mm-hmm. We had to get up, wash, do your chores, eat a big, hard breakfast. We have gravy, biscuits, fried chicken, rice, I mean, and preserves. We had a big, serious breakfast. And first you get up and you do your chores, then you have your breakfast, then you get ready and you go to the field before it gets too hot. You see, so you want to do your, before it got too hot. So when daylight breaks, you want to be already working. Mm-hmm. And so we work from there, and then right around lunchtime, right around noon, it gets so hot that you have to take a break. And we take a lunch break, and then we'll go back in the afternoon, and we'll work till the evening. Right. And that was before school. And once school started, then we wouldn't be able to go back and do that. We have work after school. Mm-hmm. And then after you get out from that, you come home and do your chores again.
Right.
And then you do your little school work, and then you'll go back and you get ready to prepare for the next day. And it wasn't much television. Mm-hmm. So just you have to do in this day, we also would attend church. Mm-hmm. And church was a big part of our lives. And so we had 4 days. But we still had time. It seemed like it was so much time because we didn't have the computers and cell phones and things. We had so much time, we would still have fun. Mm-hmm. It was enjoying fun moments. And working. It wasn't just like I was working and it was just so hard. I enjoyed the work because we would have fun doing the work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys would sing and while you're working, and you get to meet other people while you're working. And then also, you know, it wasn't just like total, like slave labor. It was mm-hmm. enjoyment too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so talk about how you balanced everything as far as the fun, your friends, the sports you played, and then also the work and the labor that you had to do to, you know, essentially you were helping support the family.
Right.
You know, so talk about how you balanced everything and still did well in school.
It was just the way we did things then, but it was pretty easy. Because first we'll go to school, we'll get up and go to school, we'll do our chores in the morning, and it was just nice. And school was out at about 3 o'clock and 3:30, so that's like a lot of daylight left in August. So we had time, and when we weren't working, we had time to go out to school, we'd play sports like basketball or something like that, and then we would have time to go, and I like to hunt. Then I was a hunter too, and so I could go hunting in the evening time when I didn't have to work, and then we'll still do my chores. And when school was going on, I would go, I would start washing dishes at right around 13 years old. And so it was a big camp, and I would go wash dishes. So when school, I go to school, go wash dishes when we were working in the fields, and then I'll make my money. I work till 8, 9 o'clock, come home, maybe get ready, watch a little TV, maybe if we had TV, and then I would get ready for the next day. But I had plenty of time for my friends. I would come back out, and it was just a lot of fun to me. Because we didn't have all this TV, we didn't have all the cell phones, and all this stuff didn't take all our time. So time was really slow. It's just like an hour was a good long time. So I'd come home and play basketball with my friends when I wasn't going to work, and we'd play basketball in the evenings. We'd still get our studies, and we'd play, and every now and then we'd go to church. And then we had enjoyed that, and then every now and then we'll go out and maybe as I grew up a little bit, we'll go to a little dance. And so it was a lot to do. But we had plenty of time. We had plenty of time to do all these things because of nothing interfered like television and all that technology. I couldn't look on the computer, my cell phone, and start reading. Because we didn't have them.
Right. So hearing these things about from 6 years old to getting your own personal job, washing dishes at 13, kind of talk about what do you think about today's time with kids? They have child labor laws where they don't let kids do work until 16 and things like that. So the childhood is very different. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the kids are missing out on a lot because they think they're entitled. And they never learn the things I learned. See, so I can go now, today, if my age wouldn't stop me, you can set me any part of the world and I can make a living because of the things I learned when I was young. And it didn't hurt me at all. You know, I graduated from University of North Texas. And I went on to do many things in sales and talks and all things. So all this hard work at a young age didn't hurt me at all. But I understand it may hurt some kids. But I think they're missing out on how to fellowship with the family and how important the family is. And I think they're missing out on how to be a good friend and how to be a good daughter or son. And not be asking for things, but contribute. So they need to learn how to contribute, and then they won't feel so entitled. And then I look at the suicide rate with teenagers and stuff, because they never hear a no. Well, we hear a no a lot. And it didn't do nothing to us. It didn't kill us. So no is something good. And now with my grandkids, I said you have to teach them what no means. And no don't mean you go act up and do something crazy. And that's what kids do today. They get no, they go act up and do something crazy. So I think they miss out on, because when I worked, it gave me a sense of, I did something right for the family. And I wasn't concerned about the money at my age. You know, give me my money. I worked all day. No, didn't see it. But I did see it because I had food and I had clothes and we ate well and I had fun with the family.
Right.
And so I think the kids today don't know how to, deal with their time with the family and then enjoy and work and this all play. And then I see my grandkids now on that cell phone. Where we could be interacting and knowing who we are and finding out about me. Instead, they have a cell phone everywhere they go. They have a cell phone at the dinner table. They have a cell phone in the car. They have a cell phone everywhere they go. And I say, well, okay, you got to put that cell phone down because it's not time for it. So I think the kids are missing out on enjoying the family. And they don't really, then when it's time for them to grow up, they don't know what growing up is.
Right. Okay. All right. So Dealing with the cotton, can you describe the type of task and duties
with the cotton?
That came with the cotton?
Oh, it was hard. We had a long tow sack. It's a, like a long, big sack. Sometimes I've seen them at least 6-8 feet long. Mm-hmm. And then they put it around their shoulder. They had a little hook, like, you know, like a basket or something. Like somebody would carry his books now with a little bag. But it was a long sack. And they would put that on their shoulder and they would go down to between two rows and pick the cotton off on both rows all the way to the end. And by the time they get to the end of that row, they might have anywhere from 60 to 120 pounds.
Wow.
And they had to drag that or more. And this is all cotton, not the bows. But that was when you picked the cotton out of the bows. Mm-hmm. So you, and your fingers got all cut up. You know, it was nothing to us. It was just what we did. Mm-hmm. And your fingers get cut up and all scratched up. But it was all good. At the end of the day, you had a little money. And back then, money was went a long, long ways. And the sun was blasting hot. Mm-hmm. So you had to wear a hat. Mm-hmm. And you had to drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And so the water was good for us. And the sun was good for us. And it just, and you got strong. And you couldn't tolerate it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And the days was, when lunchtime come, and that cold water was just so good. But when lunchtime come, you would find you some shade, get on a good shade tree. You didn't have to have air conditioning. And the wind blowing, it was really nice. And then when it's time to go back to work, you would work until that evening. And if it gets too hot, you cut off the day and go home. Mm-hmm. And then do something else. But you would work all day.
Right.
And they worked all day for little money. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, people were happy.
Right.
Yeah, well, they didn't have time to go out and do what they do today, you know, go out and raise a little hell over here and there. No, they was tired. They go home and rest. You go home and rest, and thank God you made it through another day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. What type of troubles or hardships came with that type of work?
Well, at the time, you know, at the time, you didn't realize all the things, the hardship, because you just, if you cut your hands up, it's okay, because they go heal. And then, but later on in your life, you can feel your back and mm-hmm. stuff like that from the hard work.
Right.
But if you didn't overdo it, you know, some people work too much hard, and it was like bad on their health. Right. But most of it, I believe, was average. It was pretty good for you. Yeah. It was better for you than it was against your health. But you could, your back could be hurt and out and stuff like that. We didn't get all that. We didn't know nothing about no ACL and all those things. And you know, and but pretty much we stayed in contact. We didn't, mm-hmm. I didn't see much hurt and you know injuries like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think about or how did you feel about doing that type of work in reference to, you know, our people had just been enslaved and forced to do that type of work for free. How did you feel having to do that same type of work? How was that experience?
Well, I felt good about doing the work because I got paid for it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't very much, but I didn't know no better. Mm-hmm. We didn't know no better. We earn our way through life. If you, you know, like the word of God said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that's the way to do it. So we had nothing. It didn't affect us any kind of way. Not myself. It didn't affect me any kind of way working hard. But I didn't want to go work all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, some days, I didn't really want to go to work. But it was, you don't tell your parents then, look, I'm not going to work. You know, that didn't work, you know, because you had to go to work and you respect them. And so you went to work. But I didn't feel like enslaved. Maybe I didn't know no better. I didn't feel like out of slavery. I thought that was great that we can go and work and make money. Mm-hmm. My parents thought that was great, too. And that's what we did. Right. And then but when we had a big and one thing they did, at the end of the day, we would feed us a big old grand meal. We ate good. A big, huge meal, and everybody just enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and then you can sit on the porch and sing songs or listen to the bugs and you know, really enjoy life. And, you know, it was like really enjoyable. So I didn't feel anything like I was punished to pick cotton. Right. But I feel like it was a blessing. But when I got out of it and I started working the other jobs and making, I still made the same amount of money, but I just didn't do that kind of work. Because I can go and work all day, I can work all week, part-time out of school, and make $27, and that was a lot of money for me. Mm-hmm. I thought $27 was it. But when I made $18 and $21 after a weekend, I thought that was great. And in the summer, when we worked all day long, you make $40-something dollars for a whole week of work, and $50, and boy, that was super. So I didn't feel like I missed out on anything. I didn't feel like any slavery, and we didn't know any better about the money. And to the end, it was just a norm. And the family had stayed together, and it was like really good. We really bonded.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this question is in regards to recent stirs in the media regarding the Robstown High School mascot, the Cotton Pickers. Okay, a lot of black people, you know, descendants of former slaves, they feel highly offended behind a mascot being named the Cotton Picker. How do you feel about that?
It don't faze me at all. You know, I don't understand why they're getting upset about that Cotton Picker, because there's not many black people over there in Robstown and going to school, but it never offended me. As a matter of fact, I do a class and I got a room full of Cotton Pickers in there. They love to say Cotton Pickers. Never offended me, because and the Mexican community, they pick cotton too. Mm-hmm. So how would it offend me? They was in the same boat.
Right.
They did the hard work. They had to pick cotton. We had to pick cotton. I never thought about it. It was just a black person's thing. Mm-hmm. Because it was just where we was from. And I know the slavery, they maybe not had the slavery, but they had to do the same kind of work.
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't, being called cotton picker doesn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. And I was watching a news article on that last week, I believe, but I didn't get it at all. And it got something to do with something totally different. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing to do with blacks and slavery and anything like that. So to me, they can just keep cotton picker. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I was a cotton picker for a while too. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It really helped me. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. And I don't think nothing is degrading toward that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one what one want to do. So I went from picking cotton to being a number one salesman at a big retail and going to finishing college. So that didn't affect me, it didn't stop me. Now to owning my own business. Mm-hmm. And now I own my own business, and cotton was part of it.
Right.
Picking cotton. So I learned how to work, and I learned what not to do. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes in life we gotta learn what to do and what not to do. So it took me a while to work out some of those things, but that good hard work taught me a lot of things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good hard work. So being cotton picker doesn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think nobody's saying anything about black people at all. Mm-hmm. And if they are, then so what?
Right.
Because it doesn't faze me. It's not many people could do come from picking cotton. I know it's a lot of people went from picking cotton to where maybe I am today. But it wouldn't faze me, because it don't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing derogatory about it. It was an honest work. Mm-hmm. It was an honest work. And today, you know, it might be still prejudice in the black community for that. Mm-hmm. And we got to watch out for that, because we ought to know what prejudice is like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I want to thank you. This was very enlightening for me. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, and thank you again for the interview. Thank you very much.
You bet.
I'm gonna stop this. This thing here.